He goes on to say then that unbelievers have an underlying philosophy that they're applying in their argument with you. And you, at this point, are going to start coming back with your apologetic. You're going to start using cross-examination to show the unbeliever that he has made a commitment that takes him to one destination when he thinks he's getting off at another. Right. Show him where his worldview ends. Show him that if he wants to keep the standard of rationality or science or morality or whatever that person's taking for granted, he will have to affirm the Christian worldview. Or we're going to say, here's where it leads to absurdity, or we're going to say, here's where it's happened in the past and this is the outcome of it. And so as Christians, we believe that we have the one consistent and only worldview that should come into play. Although I've seen videos this week that people that proclaim to be Christians don't always think that, and that's super weird. But we're looking for a consistent worldview argument that then explains all the things that we can put into the box, which is everything in the universe.
Right.
And we're going to call out when that doesn't happen.
Good. Yeah. And so we need to, and this is a big, important, procedure that Bahnsen uses, especially in his debates, right? He kind of attempts to show them where, their particular thinking gets off, right? Where their ticket takes them, right?
Right.
And he helps them to see, or at least attempts to help them to see, that they can't hold to that position unless they affirm a Christian worldview, right?